Robbie,
Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Time to say hello this morning to a bloke who may be a little bit jealous himself of the other swimmers who are heading to Beijing. Ian Thorpe, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you jealous of the others who are going to be in the pool?
Not really.
Good. I'm glad I made that reference. Whereabouts are you? You're on your way to a tele interview or something, aren't you?
I am. I'm in Sydney. I'm in the car park, actually. So, but it's nice and freezing here.
Yeah, I bet.
So it reminds me of all those cold mornings that in the pool that I now get to miss, which is great.
You're really enjoying retirement far too much, aren't you?
Well, it's not really that hard. You know, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and jump into a cold pool. So it's the simple things, you know, being able to sleep until six and, you know, kind of have a little bit more of a social life.
Oh, dear. Now, what keeps you busy now that you have, you know, moved out of the swimming pool and you haven't got to get up at four?
You know, I've been doing a lot of television. I had while I was swimming and, you know, I'm continuing with those things. And, you know, I've also had a lot more time to be able to commit to my charity as well. So it's, you know, all the things that I was doing when I was swimming, but just being able to have more time to do those things.
Is it fulfilling for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
With all those different things, which one would you want to be remembered for, I guess? You know, if you're so involved in charity work and you've got such a media profile, and, you know, a few world records.
A couple of gold medals.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I guess I don't really do things to be remembered by.
Is it going to be your water?
Why I'm driven to do them. Pardon?
Is it going to be your brand of water?
I don't know. Who knows? Only history can tell these things.
You'd feel slightly jibbed if you'd done all this work, broken a few world records. Everyone's like, God, that guy made good water. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good, but the other things are a little bit better.
Well, I was in New York once, and a woman came up to me, and she did the, oh, my God, you're that famous swimwear model. And I'm like, great.
You know? Yeah, and you model it at that crazy catwalk that's in the water with the medals.
Yeah. So that was like, you're great, thanks. I'm really glad that I train for like 40 hours a week.
Hey, Ian, we're only just a week out from the Beijing Olympics, of course. And, I mean, how are you feeling about it? You're saying that you're not jealous of the swimmers who are going to be in the water, but what are your emotions like knowing that, you know, this event that you were such a big part of and will always be remembered for is on without you actually in it? How do you feel?
You know, I'm cool about it. You know, I realised, you know, when I decided that I didn't want to, you know, continue competing in swimming, that, you know, there was events like this that were coming up where, you know, realistically I could have been a part of. But, you know, at the same time, I also realised that there was other things that I wanted to pursue in my life and wanted to really commit to. And it was kind of, you know, these feelings would have come up or, you know, knowing that these events were going to come up, that would have happened if I decided to stop swimming in 4 years' time or in 8 years' time. I think everyone goes through it. And I guess I just did it a little bit earlier. Mm. And this is going to be a unique Olympics for me because a lot of the people that I was competing with, they're going to be competing there. And it's probably, if not the last time that I'm going to have the opportunity to watch these guys and cheer on the people that were kind of in my era.
Yeah. What would the athletes be going through a week out from the starting of the Olympics? What sort of emotions would they be riding at the moment and what kind of preparation?
Well, all of the swimmers now would be in a taper, which is when you drop off the workload. So your body can kind of recover and repair itself and you're at your kind of peak condition. But it's kind of, you've done so much hard work that you're doing lighter training and it's when that gamut of emotions actually does come out. So this is a pretty stressful time.
I think I've been in a taper for the last 10 years.
Yeah, a few people are going with that method. It doesn't usually turn out all that good.
Well, but the emotions are really building at the moment.
Well, they are, and it's kind of, this is the time where you allow yourself to start getting, you know, a little more excited about the Olympics coming up and using that as a good thing, you know, that excitement. But not letting that weigh you down as well, because if you get too excited, you start to get a little bit too distracted from, you know, what the task at hand is.
We've got Ian Thorpe on the phone, Australia's greatest swimmer and one of the world's greatest swimmers ever.
And he makes great water.
He does. Do you go down to the Thorpey pool very often? Because it's just down the road from where we work, and there's that that very large photograph of you underwater swimming as you walk into the pool area where you pay your money. You turn around and there's this, it's like about 6 metres long.
To scale.
Yeah, so it's to scale. Huge. It's 1-to-1 scale.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's got your signature there. It's got a very pointy nose on it, I noticed. I don't know if you've realised that.
Thanks.
That's nice, Robbie.
Touched up in Photoshop. Well,
I thought maybe you could put... Now, do you pop down there and go for a swim at all?
I've been down there quite a few times. And, you know, I actually love it. I mean, it's such an amazing pool.
Do you pay to get in?
Yeah, do you get a free pass?
Well, I haven't got a pass, but I haven't paid to get in yet.
You just point at this a giant poster on the wall and go, this is mine.
Yeah. I don't think the city council would like me claiming that it's mine. It's quite an expensive little development, that one.
Hey, so you've obviously, since you've stopped swimming, you've been spending a bit of time looking at the past of Australian swimming, because there's this show, The Spirit of Australian Sport, which is all about swimming on tonight. What do you reckon, apart from all of your swims, was the best moment of Australian swimming?
We have too many, and it's really hard to point out in a sport that is so successful to really pick out any individual achievements, because we've had such tremendous success for so many years in this sport, and you know, throughout all of the eras of the early days of swimming. And swimming is a really new sport as well. It's you know, still in its infancy, and the changes that you know we see have just been simply extraordinary.
Did you compare your own sort of career to all the other people, like Dawn Fraser and Shane Gould and stuff,
and go, yeah, I'm better?
It's difficult to compare any era. You know, circumstances are different in eras, so it's really difficult to compare accomplishments.
Well, who had the best looking swimwear then? What era?
I think probably, well, it depends. The smallest swimwear was in the 90s, so that's probably...
I'd say everyone, that's a highlight
Everyone's like, yeah, okay, that's it. Yeah, it is.
When they went through the skimpies.
Yeah, pretty much. So that was when you saw everything. And now everyone just looks like superheroes, so...
They're back to neck to knee now.
Back to the 20s, aren't they?
Yeah, they're back to where they started. Yeah.
I reckon take it back to the G-bangers at the Seoul Olympics. That was where it was all going.
Well. Hey, Ian Thorpe, thanks so much for chatting to us, mate. We better let you get to your television interview, but have a great Olympics.
All right, thank you, guys.
See ya.
Out in space, round the Earth.
Robbie. Marie. Morning. And the Doctor.
Triple J.
Straight across Australia.
Triple J.